Secretary, all I have to say is this record is just deplorable. It is despicable. It is outrageous that hundreds of officers in the Energy Department are trading shares.
Incorrect.
It is outrageous that you misled us. It is outrageous that you are continuing to mislead us. And it is outrageous you're going to conferences and events funded by foreign billionaires using dark money to try to influence our politics. This has got to change. And frankly, you should go.
Frankly, you should go. You can tell she did not like that. She's probably going to say, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. He's a womanizer. He's anti-woman. I'm pretty sure she's probably thinking of everything under the sun to call him. You know, she's probably... Can you imagine how she felt when she walked out of there after having that conversation with him? And you know, that's like going viral, going everywhere. Because this is the epitome of the corruption. And that's just scratching the surface. I mean, it's just scratching the surface on how corrupt they are. What it is, Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, this whole Ukraine money embezzlement, they believe the criminal activities that they're doing are completely fine. You remember, she's the same lady that was driving across the country, and she had people driving ahead of her, making sure that there was a charging station available for when she pulled in. She also had families had to wait hours before she even got there to make sure that the station was available for her. And then after she charged, then the family was able to charge their vehicle. At the same time, while they were doing all these energy changes, she was buying stocks. And because she knew what was happening, she knew the procedure, she was buying stocks in the very thing that she was working on because she knew what was getting ready to take place. And then she sold them when she got caught that she owned them. After she lied saying she didn't own them. There's double standards. There's a two-tier government system. A two-tier government system. They get to break all the laws that they want to. Nothing happens to them. You can talk about it all day, but nothing's going to happen to her. Is there anyone believe that something's going to happen to her? She's not going to step down. You know, it's just like if she was in a position for her to be impeached. Can she be impeached in that position? I guess she can, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Mayorkas is
impeached
in the House,
yep.
Right? So, but the thing is, let's just say she's impeached in the House. It goes over to the Senate. Chuck Schumer and the other Democrats, oh, we're just going to table this. They don't care about the Constitution. Two-tier government.
And you know what upsets me is the fact that she thinks, well, now that I sold it and I told you,
yeah,
I should be exempt from any further repercussions.
There's nothing else to look at.
You shouldn't have done it in the first place. Just
she should have never bought the stock.
And then you say, I'm sorry, doesn't mean that you're not guilty of doing it. It actually means you admit you are guilty.
Why did she buy that stock in the first place?
Of course, because she knew that the stock was going to go up because she's giving them business.
Same thing, Nancy Pelosi's husband buying the stock into that chip factory. Beforehand, and to my understanding, he bought $5 million worth of the stocks into the chip factory. It's the same thing here. I wonder how much did she spend? Because obviously, she made out with millions of dollars. I guess this is like one of the perks of being the energy secretary or being a politician. It's one of the perks because they make the law. They get to break the law because when they say no one is above the law, except for the lawmakers. They have it in their mind, well, we make the law, it doesn't apply to us. It applies to everybody else. It doesn't apply to us. We make the law. Just like this one. She should be impeached, just like this nut job. Always had that same smirky look on his face. Demons will protect demons. I've said it so many times. And a lot of people are finally starting to understand my meaning behind them. When I call them Democrats, they get to do all this corruption, all these evil things. Nothing happens to them. Why? Because demons protect demons. Now, listen to him talking about the southern border. He was impeached. There's no evidence. No, there's no more evidence that is required to impeach this dude. We have illegals killing Americans. We have illegals bringing fentanyl in. The illegals are doing the sex trafficking from our southern border. What more evidence do you need? But listen to what he says. Like, He's doing a great job. And Joe Biden, of course, Joe Biden can look into an executive order. Of course he can. We're looking at all of our options. Listen to him.
We cannot change a broken immigration system. Only Congress can do
it. So there is no executive order? So you're pulling it off the table?
Oh, no, not at all. You know, we explore options every single day. That's the responsibility of good government. We are considering options. We have been throughout.
Oh, so they're exploring options every single day. So how many days does it take? How many Mayorkas does it take to close the border? How many does it take? How many? And again, here it is. Mayorkas has been impeached in the House. It is a constitutional duty for the Senate to take it up because they can't ignore what has been done in the House. You can't ignore it. If someone's been impeached in the House, you cannot just ignore it. Can you imagine? And you know what, Shannon? Maybe they should have done that. Remember when they impeached President Trump, not once, but twice in the House? Not because it was something that President Trump did wrong, simply because they had the votes in the House. In this case, Mayorkas, he's completely done a terrible job. Same thing with Joe Biden. Terrible job. Corruption through and through. If they would have tabled the impeachment of President Trump, don't you know there would have been more civil unrest in the streets of America? But guess what? The Republicans, being who they are, don't want to violate the Constitution. They took it up in the Senate. Everybody watched it. The Democrats presented their false information. And what came of it in the Senate? It fell flat on its face. In this case, they don't want the American people to see the information being presented in the Senate. Because in the House, they have their, you know, their meetings about it. And the skiff and et cetera, et cetera. But to my understanding, the way it works out is that once it gets to the Senate, that's when like the trial for it happens, because then they come up with the verdict. Like you're still in or you're completely out. And there's information that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats don't want to come out. Why would they not want the information to come out if it's factual? Because we're in election year. They don't need the American people to see exactly how bad the southern border is. Listen to Chuck Schumer here on the Senate floor talking about his colleagues going to come before the Senate here on the floor and tell their version of about Mayorkas, and he's already tabling it. Listen to him.
Mr. President.
The Majority Leader.
Mr. President, this afternoon, senators will come to the floor and be sworn in as jurors in the impeachment trial of Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Yesterday, the Senate received the impeachment House managers, who read the two articles against the secretary. Today, the trial will commence, and we will be in our seats as jurors for the third time in 4 years. But this time, senators will provide as jurors in the least legitimate, least substantive, and most politicized impeachment trial ever in the history of the United States. The charges brought against Secretary Mayorkas fail to meet the high standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. To validate this gross abuse by the House would be a grave mistake and could set a dangerous precedent for the future.
So when you have people like Laken Riley, one is too many, losing her life because of an illegal alien that's in the country because Mayorkas failed to do his job. Is that not enough? When you have people, countless people in the United States of America dying from fentanyl that's coming across the border that Mayorkas is lying and saying that it's closed. Is that not enough? When you have sex trafficking of both girls and boys coming across the southern border because of Mayorkas, is that not enough? What is the problem here? Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, they are all for the sex trafficking of children. If they were not, they would want to shut down the border. They can prove everybody wrong. They can prove everybody wrong right now. Chuck Schumer, the other Democrats, they can all go to Joe Biden and say, Joe, shut the border down, do an executive order, we'll work to shut it down, but you got to shut it down right now. They don't want to do that. This border has become big business for them. The same reason why they don't want to shut down the abortion clinic, because it's become big business. It's billions of dollars. They want their money. They're more interested in the money than they are the safety and security of the men and women and children in this country.
For the sake of the Senate's integrity and to protect impeachment for those rare cases we truly need it, senators should dismiss today's charges.
This dude here. And of course, the fentanyl that's coming in from China. It's probably another reason why the Democrats are looking the other way, because China is pushing the fentanyl to Mexico. And then after Mexico, it comes into the United States of America. They manufacture it in Mexico and they transport it here. And people in America are dying from it. Is there people in China? Is there people in Mexico dying from fentanyl like they are here in the United States of America? I like to see the numbers on that.
CP is directly subsidizing the making and exporting of fentanyl in China, all as the CCP also holds ownership interests in several companies tied to drug trafficking.
Virginia Congressman Rob Whitman is a vice chairman on the House Select Committee on the CCP and sits on the House Armed Services Committee as well. And he joins us now. Congressman, good morning to you. These shockings are finding. And it sounds like what you found is that China is giving financial perks to companies who make fentanyl with the express purpose of addicting or killing Americans. Is that a safe summary of what you found?
Carly, it is. It's sobering and staggering what we see in this report. We see that the PRC nationals are selling fentanyl directly online. The CCP is essentially formulating and fostering and supporting on Amazon for fentanyl sales. The CCP is providing direct tax rebates and grants to companies that produce fentanyl, fentanyl precursors, fentanyl derivatives. And they know what the outcome of this is. They know that this is leading to the deaths of Americans.
Wait a minute. That's my first time. So they're getting tax benefits for creating the fentanyl in the country? Oh, so it's money. See, there it is again. It's all about the money that's coming to them. You can take it off the screen. It's all about the money that's coming to them, that's coming into the country. These people will sell us down the river. The Democrat Party hates America. They hate everybody in it. I hope people wake up. I really do. I hope people have had enough of these Democrats here in America. I really do. All right, everybody, that's it for me. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.